There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. This will be your Wednesday, August 23rd edition. 13-game main slate to attack. A lot of high-priced arms and some darts we're going to have to pray. Hit the bullseye, because it's going to be a rough one. As you saw on Tuesday, the pitching was brutal. You know, Kyle Gibson, I told you 1-5. Well, you got the one tonight. So let's check it out and go straight into the slate. Weather, pretty good. Little winds, you know, 9-10 miles an hour in certain spots. Not really any rain in forecast, not too warm. See how it looks as your day goes on. Maybe things will change. Let's take a look at the totals on the 9-game slate. Dodgers Pirates is 9. Marlins Phillies waiting on one there as we have Mark Leiter Jr. versus Justin Nicolino. D-backs Mets 9. Red Sox Indians 8. Cubs Reds 10.5. Yankees Tigers 9. Blue Jays Rays 8.5. Mariners Braves 10. Twins White Sox 10. Nationals Astros 9.5. Rockies Royals 9.5. Padres Cardinals 9. Rangers Angels 9. Tons of offense yet again around Major League Baseball. Cannot wait. So let's take a look at the pitching for tonight's slate. We got a couple high priced arms to target. And the top of that list is Corey Kluber, $12,700 at home against the Boston Red Sox. The Klubot, next to outstanding this season. Only 4 Ks his last outing, only gave him 18 points, but 27-6. Then we had a 45, 44.4, 23-7, 43-1, 31. It goes on and on and on as the Klubot has been outstanding. At home, he's averaging 33 points per game at home compared to 24.2 on the road. 125 strikeouts and 86 innings pitched. He is 5th best on the barrel 50 last 30 days, getting barreled 2.68% of the time, striking out 36.53% of the batters he's facing. Outstanding stuff. The downside, the Red Sox don't strike out a lot. Kluber could be a massive exception there. I will definitely take that into consideration. Red Sox strike out 19.3% of the time, 16.3% swinging strike rate for Kluber, 46.8%. Ground ball rate, they have the lowest total on the board at 3.48. Lefties 274, righties 257. Red Sox bats are hot. He will be a good GPP play because people will be avoiding him against the Red Sox. And that price tag, is they're going to want to try to save some money on pitching, I have a feeling, tonight, which makes these guys that much better to me. So the Kluber at 12.7 in play. $400 cheaper, you can get Luis Severino, $12,300 at the Detroit Tigers. Severino's been better on the road than at home this season. He's faced Detroit once, 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts for 24.5 points, coming off 32.1 point performance at the Mets. His other last road start besides the Mets at Cleveland, 33.2. He's been darn good on the road. He's faced the Tigers, like I said, thrown well against them. He's 23rd best on the barrel. If those are only two on the top 30 tonight, Severino, 4% barrel rate. Striking out over 31% in that period. The Tigers strike out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Great swinging strike rate, a ground ball rate of almost 51%. Severino is a really, really good play. Tigers second lowest total at 3.98. Lefties 297, righties 299. Severino and Kluber, very high priced. Severino's got the better matchup, better ballpark. Everything's better on Severino's paper. But Kluber's Kluber. So take your pick. I'll go Severino over Kluber, but those are your two there. And if you want to go down a little bit more and save $800 on Severino and save $1,200 on Kluber, a guy I usually don't target, but I'm going to look at him very, very hard on this slate, is Marcus Stroman. The price tag scares me, but he was 11-6 his last time. He was 10-9, 83, and then 11. He's come off 22.9 against Tampa Bay, and he goes back to face them tonight. Last start was at home against Tampa, 6 1/3, 6 hits, 2 earned, 3 walks, 7 Ks. He's faced them 3 times this year in 20 innings pitched, 5 earned, 22 strikeouts, averaging 24 points per start against Tampa Bay. He's 11-5. Tampa Bay strikes out 25%, Stroman 20% K rate. Ground ball rate is an insane 62.6%. That is just like unheard of type stuff. Tampa Bay fourth lowest total at 4.19, lefties 312, righties 305. So moral of the story, we know Tampa can hit bombs, and that's what they can do. They strike out a ton, and Stroman is a very, very good pitcher. Could be intriguing. The price tag is steep, but 11-5, he's definitely on the radar. So those are the top three I'm looking at. I'm going Severino 1, Kluber 2, Stroman 3, but I think Stroman is your GPP play in that category. Now we drop in to the middle range, or we're not really going to the middle. We're going to the 9,000s. $9,700, you got Zach Godley of the Arizona Diamondbacks against that team they call the New York Mets. I told you they have a bad offense. I told you on Twitter when their lineup came out, it's a AAA team or a 2.5A team. Corbin, 8 strong innings, 1 earned, 6 Ks, another great start. Now we got Godley on the mound, who's been pitching really, really well this year. Double-digit machine, usually close to 20 or more points most starts. He's averaging 19.8 on the road. He's faced the Mets once this year, 6 2/3, 1 hit, 1 earned, 5 walks killed him, so he struck out 7. Still got you 23.4 points. He's $9,700. If you don't want to pay 5 digits, you start your day with Zach Godley. The Mets only strike out 20% of the time. Godley's striking out 26.6, a 14.2% swinging strike rate. And Stroman had the high, Godley the third high, a 54.9% ground ball rate is outstanding. Mets 4-2-4 total, 6th lowest on the slate. Lefties 317, righties 308. Godley is definitely in play for me. Like I said, if you're not paying up, this is your number one option tonight. Last but not least, a guy I tell you I always get wrong, but we're going with him tonight. We're going to battle. Irvin Santana of the Minnesota Twins at the Chicago White Sox. That White Sox offense, it has some potency to it. If it woke up from time to time, it wouldn't surprise me, but super inconsistent. Santana's been getting you about 17 points a start every time out. On the season, he's averaging 18.5. On the road, 21.1. He has faced Chicago 3 times this year. He's got 3 Ws. 20 innings pitched, 6 earns, 18 strikeouts. He's averaging 25.1 DraftKings points per start. Help there was one was a complete game shutout. He has 5 complete games on the year, leading baseball in that category. He's a workhorse. Santana at 9,000 could get hit around in a nice hitter's ballpark at the same time. Phenomenal matchup against the Chicago White Sox team that strikes out 22.6% of the time. Very low hard contact rate for Irvin. Lots to like with him tonight. The White Sox team total is 496. It's a little high, higher than you'd expect, but I think it's a lot to do with just the overall total in the game, as the Twins have the highest total on the slate against Big Game James. So the White Sox, lefties 286, righties 304 versus Irvin. Irvin at 9K is on the board for me. So in this range, I got Godley 1, Santana 2. Now let's take a deeper dive into the basement, the below 7K range, and we kick it off with Luke Weaver making his return to the rotation. He went to the bullpen for a few starts. His last start, we were on him. He was $4,800 against Milwaukee at Milwaukee, 6 1/3, 5 hits, 2 earned, 8 Ks, 26.1 points. He's $6,900. Nice. At home against the San Diego Padres. Padres strike out over 25% of the time. Weaver, 24% K rate. The walks, like most young pitchers, are his crutch, 10.5% walk rate. 50% ground ball, very low hard contact. Padres have the third lowest total at 412. It goes Kluber, Severino, Weaver, Stroman on your totals. Lefties 374, righties 337. So pick your poison, as we say. Padres blew up on Tuesday. 12 runs scored. Solarte went deep like we liked. Some other big bats went bananas. Weaver at $6,900 though is worth a gamble, in my opinion, especially on a slate with very limited options. After Weaver, we look at R.A. Dickey. Yes, Mr. Dickey. He is actually pitching well. He's averaging 17 points a game in his last 10. He had 18.1 at home against Cincy, 18.4 at St. Louis, 15.1 at home against Miami, 26.4 at Philly. Got beat up at Arizona then, 12.4, 12.9, 24.8, 14.1, 26.2. He's actually been really, really good. He's getting around 5 or more Ks most starts. Going up against the Seattle team that just got shut down by Sims, who just loves to pitch home run derby. The Seattle Mariners have a team total of 506. Lefties 326, righties 344 versus Dickey. It is a crapshoot. You know, with Dickey, you don't know exactly which guy you're going to get. But Seattle does strike out about 21% of the time versus righties. Dickey's got an almost 50% ground ball rate, super low hard contact. At $6,600, I definitely like the chances of at least getting, you know, double digits to 15 or more points from R.A. Dickey. Last but not least, a GPP play that I'm looking at really hard is Trevor Williams of the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's $5,700 going up against the Los Angeles Dodgers. We know the Dodgers' bats are great, all that, yada, yada, yada. He got beat up his last time out against St. Louis, minus 8.7 points. But prior to that, at Toronto, 15-5. Home against Detroit, 28. Home against Cincy, 15-2. 10-7 at San Francisco, 11-6, 11-6. Double-digit machine, and he's $5,700. He's getting you, you know, 4, 5 or more Ks, most starts. Dodgers strike out over 22% of the time, which is very, very intriguing. He doesn't walk a ton of guys. Got a 49% ground ball rate. Very low hard contact. Dodgers team total isn't even that high as you'd expect. You'd expect it to be through the roof. 4-7-6. It's middle of the pack tonight. Lefties 342. Righties 314. Hopefully Bellinger's still out with his sprained ankle. That would be nice. It is a massive gamble, but all three of these guys are massive gambles. So Williams at 57 is in play for me. So down below, I'm going R.A. Dickey 1, Luke Weaver 2, Trevor Williams 3. Recapping your pitchers, Severino, Kluber, Stroman up top, Godley, Santana in the middle, and then we're going R.A. Dickey, Luke Weaver, Trevor Williams. Those were some ugly pitching options down below, boys and girls. Otherwise, you got to pay through the roof, and you're not going to get the bats you want. Speaking of bats, let's check them out. Head to the catcher's position. Gary Sanchez, I told you, was a really good play on Tuesday. He double-donged. Going up against Jordan Zimmermann, who is 7th worst on the barrel FIP the last 30 days, getting barreled 6.92% of the time. Striking out over only 12.3% of the batters he's facing. Yankees have a very nice team total of 5.02. Lefties 354, righties 360. Wind might be blowing out around 10 miles an hour to center field. The Sanchez, GPP, 4,700. Because Monty Grandal went deep on Tuesday. Lefties do hit Williams well. If you're fading Williams, Grandal at 39 has that upside you're looking for. Alex Avila against Wojciechowski, $3,700, first base catcher eligible. Wojo's been better of late. I will be honest with you there. Cubs have a 5-4-3 total, second highest on the slate. Lefties 379, righties 349. You got to like some Avila at 3,700. Now we go down the list, and you're looking at the likes of Robinson Chirinos versus the lefty Heaney of the Angels at 3,500. He's in play. Kurt Suzuki at 35 versus Erasmo Ramirez in play as well. Continue to slide down the list. You look at the likes of Yan Gomes of the Cleveland Indians. You got Drew Pomeranz pitching. Lefties 324, righties 287. So beware of Gomes, but he has a decent price at 3,300. As we dip down below the 3K range, you look at the likes of maybe Miguel Montero gets a start at 2,900 versus Pruitt. Pruitt is 20th worst on the barrel, 5th the last 30 days, getting barreled over about 6.35% of the time. Lots of contact with Pruitt. Toronto's team total, lefties 287, righties 392. So he gets reverse splits with Pruitt. Jorge Alfaro, I really, really hope he gets to start. Facing the lefty Nicolino, Alfaro's 2,900. Lots of power to like there. Definitely like him below 3K. He's near the top of my below 3K list. As you continue down, Jason Castro, 2,800 versus Big Game James. Nice value catcher there. On Monday night, he had 23 points. Good matchup against Big Game James. Definitely in play. Other than that, you got Matt Wieters versus Fires. He's in play. He went deep off of Morton on Tuesday. He's 2,800. And other than that, you're going to look at the lineups to see what value you can get. There's three decent catchers below 3K. You can look to target right there. Going over to first base, Goldschmidt against Flexen at 55 is definitely a play. Flexen is not good at baseball. Not good at all. Arizona's team total, 476. Lefties, 381. Righties, 455 off Flexen. So the D-backs are in play once again. Hopefully they won't disappoint as much. They still scored seven runs. J.D. Martinez, who I loved, went deep, which is nice. Adam Rosales, the value shortstop, went deep. Maybe they'll go off again. Goldie, 55. Rizzo at 54 is definitely near the top of the options for me again tonight. Freddie Freeman against Roster Ramirez in SunTrust at 4,800. Braves 494 total. Righties 283. Lefties 361 off Rossimo. So Freddie Freeman definitely in play for you tonight. Definitely, hopefully gets kind of off the schneid. He hasn't really been lighting it up like he usually was for quite a while there. Hosmer at 46 for Sensatella is a sneaky play. Kansas City 486 total. Lefties 318. Righties 312. Sensatella can get hit quite a bit, but he's been better of late, so just be careful. Justin Smoke, 46 versus Pruitt, I like a lot. We know the reverse splits I mentioned. Smoke has some big boy power. That's a good matchup there. Jose Abreu, he let me down on Tuesday. Edwin Encarnacion, he loves himself some lefties. I know Drew Palm has the reverse splits. Encarnacion versus lefty is a great matchup at 4,500. Really likes his lefties. Joe Mauer, if you want to be contrarian in a GPP, he's only 3,900. We know he doesn't light the world on fire, but his last 10 games, he's averaging 9.1 points. Good hitting ballpark in Chicago against Big Game James. Joe Mauer, who I pretty much never recommend. I don't mind him as a GPP option at 39. Rhys Hoskins, one of my little man crushes right now. He's averaging 11.4 his last 10. His left-handed or his right-handed power bat versus the lefty Nicolino at 3,800 in Philadelphia. And that small ballpark, I like a ton. Hoskins is a really, really good play at 3,800 on Monday, especially when you're looking to save some money because you have to pay for pitching. He's on the board. A guy like Matt Carpenter at 37 versus Chacin, lefties versus Chacin. That's a thing we've been targeting quite a bit this year. Cardinals have a 488 total, lefties 335, righties 291. Also, Louis Valbuena, first base, third base, 3,700 versus the Trashner. Louis's been playing a little more consistently of lately, averaging almost 9 points his last 10 games. Angels have a good 479 total. Kashner, righties 329, lefties 346. So Valbuena, first base, third base at 37 is in play. As we continue to stroll down, if you're going to fade Stroman, you get like Lomo at 36 or Duda at 35. If you're in fade mode, I don't mind it. Matt Adams makes for an interesting play. I mentioned him a few games back when he had a good matchup against a righty who gets smoked by lefties. He went deep. He's 3,600 versus Rosmo. Rosmo gets hit hard by lefties. We want to target left-handed power bats in SunTrust. So Adams at 36 can be nice. You can put Freeman over at third at 48 and get that 1-2 power lefty combo in Atlanta. And 3,600, even if you don't play the combo, is a nice cheap option with some power upside. As we stroll down the board, we're looking at maybe, I don't want to recommend, you got Chase Utley and Adrian Gonzalez at 32. They're not world beaters, not power guys. They'll run into one from time to time. CJ Krohn at 32, I'd rather gamble on with his power versus Kashner. Krohn's swinging it really, really well right now. So I think I'd rather go that route. Doesn't mean those guys won't do well. It's just I'm looking for something a little more reliable. Even though GPP is all about the gambling, a little more reliability would be nice. Other than that, check your lineups. See what options we have. Let's head over to the second base position. Dozier at 53 versus Big Game James. Absolutely love it. He is crushing the baseball right now. He's higher priced than Altuve tonight. So Dozier at 53. Got Altuve at 52 versus Edwin Jackson. Houston in play indeed. But they continue to struggle. I mentioned it a few games back. They're one of the lower scoring teams in baseball the last few weeks. They only put up another three spot against Tanner Roark. So I don't know. Jackson's really bad. But you're paying up for Houston, and they need to go off or you're going to be hurting. So just keep that in mind. Like Howie Kendrick at 49 versus Fires. We like him versus lefties, but Fires is starting to get hit around again. He was really good for about a month, and it's starting to all fall apart. Ian Happ at 4,600 versus Woj, we like quite a bit. That left-handed bat versus Wojcicki in Great American Small Park is definitely in play at 46. Got like Robbie Cano at 44 versus Dickey. DeJong, 43 versus Chasin. We like DeJong any night of the week. He didn't do much on Tuesday. Doesn't mean I'm going to stop using him. Pro hitters only bat 300. You're in the Hall of Fame. Where did I just see it? D. Gordon versus Leiter Jr. It's not a bad play. Left-handed bat versus Al Leiter's son there. Marlins team total. Or waiting on it. Lefty's 342, righty's 310 off Leiter. D. Gordon leading off could set the table for the big boys in Miami, steal some bases. The upside is definitely there in that matchup. Ben Zobrist came in and pinch hit, made had a couple at bats actually on Tuesday. So hopefully he's back in the lineup. He's 3,900 versus Woj. If he's in the lineup, he's second base and outfield and basically pretty close to an auto play in that matchup. Scooter Jeanette's 39 versus Montgomery. It's lefty-lefty. Told you how much I liked him on Tuesday. He took Lackey deep. It was a great play. Great, great play. I wanted to make him the cover boy, but I couldn't find any power swing shots without a freaking camo shirt on from his four-homer game. As you go down some more, Ozzie Albies, he'll be batting left-handed tonight versus Erasmo Ramirez at 35. I like that quite a bit. You know, Hever Solarte at 34 versus Weaver. If you're not using Weaver, Solarte definitely in play. He had a two-run homer on Tuesday. Like that a lot as well. So some good options down here like Yoan Moncada. If you're not pitching Santana, he's 3,200. He's starting to really flex his muscles of late. Maybe he's kind of getting comfortable finally because the talent is definitely there. That's never been the question. It's just getting comfortable, and he might be getting there. So 3,200 for Moncada, definitely a nice play. Other than that, you know, you get Brad Miller at 26. It's not horrible, but you got to fade Stroman in doing so, and he's a big-time ground ball guy. Caleb Cowart, 2,300 bucks for Cashner. I like a lot as a punt. Mentioned him on Tuesday. He went deep Tuesday night. Three-run homer. Good ball player at 2,300 bucks. Definite upside against a guy like Cashner. Smoke and mirrors, Cashner. Going over to third base, you got Brian at 52. Arenado at 51. Arenado took Duffy deep. I told you that was like the only guy to worry about. He hits a two-run homer off Duffy. But we love Beltre. Beltre against the lefty Heaney at 51 is an outstanding play. You got Jake Lamb versus the gas can flexing at 49. That's a nice play. I mentioned Freddie Freeman at 48, definitely in play as well. Josh Donaldson, he didn't go deep off of Archer, but I told you I still liked him. He did go deep on Tuesday. He's just swinging a very, very good bat. When a player like Donaldson is locked in, you ride it. And he's 4,600 versus Pruitt. Reverse splits. Righties have crushed Pruitt this season. Do not sleep on Josh Donaldson at 46. Very, very good play right there. You got Bregman at 45, swinging a good bat. Moustakas at 42 is in play. Eugenio Suarez versus the lefty Montgomery. Suarez went deep twice on Tuesday. I liked him on Tuesday. I like him even more versus lefties. A good matchup. Montgomery's a good ground ball guy, but in that ballpark, just a little elevation, it goes a long, long way. Suarez at 42, definitely in play. Rafael Devers at 37. If you're going to fade Kluber, it's ballsy to fade him, but Devers is hitting everything. He's 37. Mentioned Valbuena at 37 already. Down the list, Dietrich's 35 versus Leiter Jr. If you want a kind of different angle against Leiter in that ballpark, Miami's very much in play in Philadelphia. So Dietrich at 35 is not the worst play in the world. Spangenberg at 33 versus Weaver, definitely in play as a low-priced option. Like David Freese hits lefties well, but it's Rich Hill, who's been good, but still hittable. Freese at 32 is a nice value. Mikel Franco, 3K versus Nicolino. That's a nice punt play there. I know he's been inconsistent and bad, but that power is real. And when he runs into one, it'll go a long way in Philadelphia off of Nicolino. Nicolino is not that good. Lefties 349, righties 348 off Nicolino. Phillies are very live. Very, very. Miami and Philly, those are two teams that'll be overlooked, usually always overlooked. In that ballpark against those two bad pitchers, if they get shut down, that's just one you just. You just say it's baseball. You can't predict baseball. Everything points to runs getting put up in that one and some power as well. So definitely a game to target that won't be as high targeted as other games. Other than that, we will check out lineups and see what other value we got at third base. But Franco at 3K, pretty darn nice. Shortstop, Andrus, 4,500 versus the lefty Heaney is a very solid play. Texas priced up yet again. Nolasco shut them down. Remember how I mentioned I like Nolasco as a weird GPP punt? Wish I would have listened to myself because he's pitched a good one. Not great, but a good one. 4,500 for Andrus, very much in play. Corey Seager, 44 versus Williams. Remember, lefties versus Williams, I like. Zach Cozart, we love targeting lefties with Zach Cozart. He's 4,400 against Montgomery. Fully in play. Fully in play. Cincinnati got 507 total. Lefties 259. Righties 306. Montgomery seems to get stuff done, but he plays with fire a lot. And you can't play with fire in Cincinnati. You just can't. And their bats are hot right now. Really hot. Ride the wave. Francisco Lindor, he's better as a righty than a lefty facing Pomeranz at 42, but Pomeranz better versus righties than lefties. Pick your poison. Yeah, Didi Gregorius, 4,100 versus Zimmerman. That's a great play. Zimmerman's just really, really bad. Yankees, 502 total. Like I said earlier, lefties, 354. Righties, 360. Didi makes for a very nice play. Always overlooked. Having a phenomenal, phenomenal season for the Bronx Bombers. As you go down, you got Gene Segura at 41 versus Dickey. It's not horrible, but not like a must target. Jorge Polanco, having a good few weeks for the Twins. He's averaging 9.5 his last 10. Facing big game James at $3,600. He is in play if you want to get a little GPP on it. Tim Anderson, 31, versus Santana as a punt isn't horrible. Drubal Cabrera at 3K versus Godley, second base shortstop eligible, as a lower price play. Lefties do, I believe. Let me double check before I really speak out of school. Yeah, lefties 317, righties 308 versus Godley. So you want to pick lefties if you're going to pick at all. As you go down, like Jordy Mercer, 27 versus Hills, okay, as a punt. Miguel Rojas, 2,500 versus Leiter Jr. That's not a bad punt at all in that ballpark. Good matchup to target a punt play. Adam Rosales, it's not a lefty. That's the only downside. But he's 2,400. If he cracks the lineup, still not a bad punt just because Flexen is that bad. He's that bad. Like I said, lefty's 381, righty's 455. Reverse splits. So if Rosales cracks the lineup at 2,400, he still has some pretty nice upside in a game where they should put up some runs. And you never know. He ran into one on Tuesday. He might run into one again. Let's head to the outfield and wrap her up. We start off with Stanton at 57. An outstanding play versus Leiter Jr. Very, very good play. Got Trout versus Cashner at 56. Blackman at 53. All great plays. JD Martinez at 51. I like him a ton yet again. The Grandy Man at 49 is not bad. He's hot. He's another guy. He's a very streaky hitter. So if he's swinging a hot stick, keep it going. You got Springer at 48. It's a good play. Buxton is all the way up to $4,700. No one's going to pay for that, but he's on fire. Averaging 14.3 his last 10 games. He's stealing. He's hitting with power. He is on one of those Buxton-type runs. That $4,700, no one's going to play. It makes him very, very playable. Aaron Judge, 46. Ahmed Rosario at 46. I like a ton against Big Game James. Another double-digit night on Tuesday night. Averaging over 10 points his last 10 games. Dexter Fowler, a very nice left-handed bat versus Jalice Chacin. Fowler averaging 12.4 his last 10. He's 4,600, a nice play. So yeah, these really good guys are high-priced. This is why you're going to have to gamble with the punts. You're not going to be able to get enough of these guys if you got to go Santana or higher. Just not going to be able to do it. Ian Happ at 46. You got Pollock at 46. Ozuna at 46, a very good play. I like that a lot. Delino DeShields Jr. leading off. He's 4,500 since he's been leading off. He's got six steals his last 10 games, averaging 10.6. He's filling in the leadoff spot, like I said. Good right-handed bat facing the lefty Heaney. DeShields at 45 is a very, very good play. Same as Adam Duvall against the lefty Montgomery at 45. Like that a ton. Christian Yelich's up to $4,400. He is also in play tonight. So is Ender Inciarte and Kyle Schwarber, 43 and 42 respectively. Conforto was scratched from Tuesday's game. If he's back in the lineup at 42, that's a discount against Godley, so keep that in mind. You got David Peralta at 41 versus Flexen, Josh Reddick at 41, both good plays there in their matchups. Cespedes at 4K, not so much on Wednesday. Nicky Delmonico at 39 has got some value versus Santana. McCutchen does hit lefties with a ton of power, one of the best in all of baseball. He's 39 versus Rich Hill. Andrew McCutchen, you're getting a discount there. Very nice play. I mentioned Ben Zobrist at 39. Markakis at 39. He had a good night on Tuesday. Swinging a pretty good bat. He's going to be averaging over 9 points a game his last 10. A couple of double-digit games in a row for Markakis, so keep him on your radar. See if Max Kepler cracks the lineup. He did not play on Tuesday. $3,800 would be a great play against Big Game James. As we scroll down, you got Aaron Hicks at 37. I liked him. I told you how well he hits lefties. He went deep on Tuesday. I don't think it was against the lefty, though, but he still went deep. That's all that matters. Kiermaier at 37, not horrible. Cameron Maben at 37 is intriguing. So is Hayward at 37, but not like must plays like some of the other guys we've talked about. Cole Calhoun at 36 against Kashner is outstanding. That cleanup on Tuesday continues to hit. Had another good night going on Tuesday before I started prepping for the pod. So keep him in mind. As we scroll down, we get like Nick Williams. I know it's lefty-lefty, but for 3,500, some power up versus Nicolino. Because then you get the Marlins bullpen that's just bad at baseball. Cedic went hit a bomb on Tuesday. He's 34 versus Stroman for your home run GPP play there. Spangenberg, I mentioned him at 33. You got John Jay. He was leading off on Tuesday. If he's leading off again, he's 3,300. Nice leadoff price there. Derek Fisher, 33 versus Edwin Jackson. Good power play there. Brandon Moss, 32 for some power upside, but he's been quiet of late, so be careful. Patrick Cavilahan, 3,200, right-handed bat versus Montgomery for the Reds. You got Manny Margot at 31. It's not horrible. Jose Bautista. We mentioned the reverse splits of Pruitt. Bautista's down to $3,100. That is a great play if you're trying to save money at the outfield position. I like that a lot. I don't care if he gets a goose egg. The upside is huge against Pruitt in that matchup. Very good play there with Bautista at 3,100. Then below three, we're going to have to check lineups because it's pretty bleak. Like Jose Perella at 26. He keeps hitting and his price keeps going down. It's because no one's playing him. So that's a sneaky good play. We'll check lineups for the rest. I wanted to find the other right-handed bat. Philip Irvin of the Reds. He's 3,800. His price tag is ballooned. He's 3,800 bucks facing the lefty Montgomery. If he cracks the lineup at 38, he is in play as well. So there you have it. There are your bats for your Wednesday slate. Back to your pitching recap. Severino's 1, Kluber 2, Stroman 3 up top above 10K. In the middle in the 9K range, Godley 1, Santana 2, below 7K punts. Dickey 1, Weaver 2, Williams 3. Let's look at your BVP on Wednesday. We have the likes of Mikel Franco 3 for 7 with a homer off Nicolino. All small samples for the Marlins, but Stanton 1-for-1 with a homer off Leiter. Yelich 1-for-1 with a double. Dietrich 1-for-2 with a triple. Gordon's 2-for-2. Running an RBI. Very small samples. Taylor's 2-for-2 with a homer off Trevor Williams. Chris Taylor, small sample. Edwin 1-for-2 with a homer off Drew Pomeranz. Again, these are all small samples. Mookie Betts 4-for-10 with a double and a homer off Kluber. Bradley Jr.'s taken him deep twice. Castellanos 4-for-5 off Severino. These are all small. Frazier 5-for-21 with two homers off Zimmerman. It's a 238 average. Didi Gregorius 4-for-13 hitting 308 with a solo shot. Adam Duvall 3-for-7 with a homer off Mike Montgomery. John Jay 3-for-3 with a double and a triple off Wojciechowski. Bryant 2-for-3 with a double and a homer. Rizzo 2-for-3 with a homer. Woj is going to get crushed. Corey Dickerson, 8-for-24 with three doubles and two home runs off of Stroman. You got Longo, 9-for-30 with two doubles and two homers. Souza Jr., 5-for-15. Good stuff there. As we scroll some more, you got Yonder Alonso, 5-for-12 with a double off Dickey. Nelson Cruz and Valencia's taken them deep twice each. Jose Abreu, 9-for-18 with two doubles off Irvin Santana. Avisel Garcia, 6-for-22 with a double and two home runs. Buxton, 3-for-8 with a double and two homers off Shields. Makes that price tag look even better. Dozier, who I loved, 12-for-32. It's a 375 average. 9 of his 12 hits, 5 doubles, 4 home runs. Dozier, my friends, Dozier. Polanco, 3-for-8, who I told you I liked. He's got a homer. Maurer, who I told you, sneaky, 15 for 51. That's a 294 average, two doubles, a triple, and a home run. Murphy and Zimmerman have both taken fires deep. Gerardo Parra, 4 for 8 with a homer off of Kennedy. LeMahieu, 10 for 27, four doubles, a triple, and a homer. Arenado, 8 for 25 with two doubles and a homer. Jed Jericho, 4 for 14 with two doubles off Chacin. And that'll wrap it up. That will wrap it up for your BVP. That'll wrap it up for your quick hits. Don't forget to check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Richard came out with the players to look forward to, basically, on the NFL season. Great article by him. You got Jesse's preview of the Northern Trust Open, first round of the FedEx playoffs. You have Always Pressing Pod with myself, Jesse, and Bucks covering the DFS plays you need there. You got Around the Bases of Bubba and Mo. Episode 25 is out. Episode 26 is loading as we speak. We'll be ready for you. We had a nice interview with Liz Rocher of the Phillies website for SB Nation. I am stuttering like crazy. Great Phillies talk there. You got Bench with Bubba with Mike Wohlert, talk from 4 for 4 football, talking IDP players. You got the 48 with Matt Modica, fantasy baseball, fantasy football, and Game of Thrones talk. Really good stuff there. Tons going on at thesportsdegens.com. Tons. I probably missed stuff. But check me out on Twitter at BDNTrick. I will help you with whatever I can as you build your lineups. But more importantly, good luck on your Wednesday slate. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 23rd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.